Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am so excited that you're here with me today. We're going to be talking about three prayers for anxiety. And I've even noticed this in more of my adult life where I'll get these feelings of anxiousness. I don't like to say I am anxious or labeling myself as specific feelings. I've talked about that actually in the episode about how to deal with emotions biblically. But most importantly is that when these feelings of anxiousness come, it's important for us to redirect them, not to ignore them, not to act as though they don't exist, but to really make sure they're redirected into the right place. Because it's easy for us when we're having these feelings of anxiousness to want to take control. And we want to try to get rid of it. We also get feelings of anxiousness when we feel out of control, when we feel like we can't make things happen the way that we want them to. So we're just going to be talking about three different prayers over three different things in your life. So the first one is the first prayer is for anxiety, and it's all about befriending your body. Our prayer life is more than perfect Bible words. It's that communication, it's communion with God. It's really about this relationship. So we don't approach our time with God in a systematic equation, hoping he hears our prayers and anxieties. We can be confident knowing that he hears our prayers and he answers them as well. So the first prayer is, Father, I thank you for the body you bless me with. It is a good body because you only create good things. It may not feel good right now, but it is still good. Show me the areas in my body where I am storing up stress that is not producing good fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. See, I try to force my body into submission by restricting food. You know, my body was a huge idol for me for many years, and it can still be a place of an idol for me that I have to continue to lay down, to continue to surrender. But for me, so much of it was about working out and restricting my food. And I was really determined for it to obey my actions so that it could give me some kind of outcome that I had desired. It was really me, emotional and spiritually, waging the war against my body, which is physical. And something that I want to make sure that you know is that in a few weeks, I am launching my Spiritual Growth Framework live coaching course, and you can get on the wait list below. So make sure you head to jessicahoddle.com/waitlist, because in a couple weeks, it's going to be open and you are going to get a bonus, which I'm not going to tell you yet what it is, but it's going to help you with something that I know you wrestle with almost every day or every week or in relationships or whatever it is that you're going to want to pick up that bonus for anybody that signs up during that time. So again, head to the waitlist, click on the link below, come join us inside of the Spiritual Growth Framework, and you are going to spend your time learning how to trust God in an emotional, spiritual, and physical sense. Because when it all comes down to anxiety feeling any kind of hurt, a lot of it comes down to trust. So we need to understand how to trust God. So go to the wait list, get signed up. Now, when I'm thinking about my body, one thing Jesus was clear about when talking to the scribes is that a house against itself will not stand. And one passage actually says it lays waste. So that means we cannot change our hearts by fixing our bodies. We cannot change our bodies by hating our bodies. We simply cannot change what we hate or continue to speak evil of. So when we're having these feelings of anxiousness, trying to just force ourselves and force our bodies into submission. And when we start to hate ourselves because we feel like we should know better, that doesn't take away what's actually happening. It's just trying to cover up and basically exchange one not so kind thing for another not so kind thing. So our prayer for anxiety goes beyond anxiety being taken away. It's asking why it's there in the first place. So to be kind and to speak kindly of our bodies, listen, it's not self-glorifying. It's reliance on the one who created our bodies and called them good. I know how easy it is for the words that are hateful to roll off our tongues. I am somebody that was always felt like I was in war, right? Like I said, against my body. It wasn't until I started to pray to befriend my body and to really know that it's a good body, whether it feels good or not. And the word says to clothe ourselves. It says in Colossians 3:12, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I see it all the time in person, especially when I give a compliment or when somebody around me receives a compliment, we instantly dismiss it. Yesterday, I was at church and I was talking with a friend of mine. Somebody had came up and gave her a compliment. And she said everything possible to disregard the compliment that she was given. It was, you know, oh, well, that's not a big thing. And this just happened. And I am usually somebody, if you're around me, that I'm just going to call you out and say, you need to receive the compliment and the blessing of those kind words. It's so hard for us to receive kind words. It's almost like we've been taught that it's self-glorifying. Like I said, that if I say something nice about myself, then I'm just self-righteous. And, you know, to me, if the scripture and the word is so clear about how to speak and when to speak, then that also means it matters about our bodies, of kind words toward ourselves. So it's not just toward ourselves, but it's toward others as well. But we don't separate the two. It's both and. The second prayer for anxiety is speaking life in the wilderness. Father, guide my words today. Show me in your word how to speak kind, be patient, and learn how to let go of my burdens and take your yoke upon me. It's not about me trying to do better. It's about you consuming more of my heart. Let the words that leave my lips match the love you have for me. No matter the season, may my heart stay upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been thinking a lot about how we often waver in the wilderness, asking how long, Lord? And the wilderness tends to be this place where everything just appears dead and dry. And I especially think of the winter months, especially here in Pennsylvania, where it's constant clouds for weeks on end without really any sunshine. And it's just things just are cold and they appear dead and just dry. Yet I really began to marvel at this idea that in the winter, when things appear dead, we can remember that they are only sleeping for a short time until spring wakes everything up again. So in the winter, the wilderness, we can see further, we can see more clearly because what was once there is no longer. So I can see the trees laced together and the outline of the creek that runs behind our house. I can see further, more clearly at the houses I never saw before because the fullness of the trees hid them. I can see the cardinal finding its spot to rest on the fence before taking another flight. The beauty is still there in the winter and in the wilderness, but the filter is gone. So we see it with fresh eyes. I don't know the extent of your waiting or your prayer for anxiousness and the anxiousness that you feel, but what I do know is God is faithful in the wilderness to lead us on the path to truth, to restore our broken hearts, and to redeem what felt stolen. Like the winter months, if we choose to, we can see beyond what was there to the goodness that has always been there. We don't have to fear, but feel dried up. We can rejoice in what is being awakened in us. And remember, through it all, Emmanuel is his name. He is with you. This is a good time for me to share with you again about the wait list. To get on the wait list for my Spiritual Growth Framework course, to really learn how to handle the things that come against us in our day to day. But most importantly, I'm going to be talking about forgiveness, unforgiveness, communication, conflict, boundaries. I'm going to talk about knowing your worth in Christ, how to trust God. And during this time, I'm going to have bonuses for you. We're going to spend 6 weeks together. So in a few weeks, when it opens up, I want you to be the first to be able to join us and have access to the bonuses. So again, head to the waitlist below, jessicahoddle.com/waitlist. So let's talk about the third prayer for anxiety. And this is all about healing your heart. Father, I know you care for me more than anyone. I know you love me and know me better than anyone. Yet my heart still hurts and anxiousness binds me today. Today, remind me in the moments I forget that healing isn't dependent on whether someone recognizes my pain or not. It's dependent on my dependence on you, that you heal the brokenhearted and bind up my wounds. In Jesus' name, amen. I used to believe that the only way I could experience healing was if the other person involved created closure for me, as if, you know, if they admitted they were wrong, then I could finally move on from this. So my hurt really turned into bitterness, resentment, and anger because I was waiting for that person to just recognize the hurt that I was experiencing. And then God really got a hold of me and revealed to me that healing and forgiveness was really between me and him. It wasn't dependent on another person, but my personal choice to relieve someone of their debt and place justice in God's hand, not mine. And this is something I go more in depth inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course. So you want to sign up on the wait list. But God revealing to me all that he has done through me, for me, through his son. And that is all about forgiveness. I don't know what you've been through, but what I can say without a doubt is healing is found through Jesus. Your prayers for anxiety, they don't go unheard. A healing that isn't about you becoming better, but him becoming better in you. So remember, your healing journey from anxiety isn't about praying away your emotions. Your body is communicating specific needs, and it's okay to check in with them. So again, resources where you can begin to find healing and prayer for your anxiety is you can get my book, Face Off With Your Feelings. And number two, sign up for my waitlist for the Spiritual Growth Framework course. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wish I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.